We're going to look now at a report today on electronic eavesdropping in the United States following the September 11 attacks. The New York Times is reporting today that President Bush authorized the National Security Agency to monitor the international phone calls and emails of hundreds of people who are inside the United States. That military agency ordinarily conducts surveillance overseas. The report says the surveillance went on for years and was conducted without court approval in order to search for evidence of terrorist activity. NPR's Larry Abramson has been following this story, covers national security issues. And Larry, who exactly was being monitored here, according to the Times?
Well, the Bush administration was very concerned after 9/11 that they didn't have the legal authority to run out and monitor all the phones of potential terrorists that they needed to in order to prevent another attack. As you remember, back then there was a concern that another attack was imminent. And so they sought the legal authority. They debated within the administration, according to this report, and decided that the president had the executive authority to go out and listen to phone calls of people who were suspected of being terrorists, even if they were resident here in the United States. Normally, there are strong legal restrictions against doing that. Normally, the administration would have to go to a special secret court that authorizes these things. But the administration decided in this instance, as they have in other instances, that the war on terror was different, that they had a need for immediate surveillance authority, and they went ahead and did it for several years.
You said that the administration thought about this and decided that they had the legal authority to do this on their own. Does anybody else think that this was legal? And is there any place in the law that it says that this was legal?
There's no area in the law where there's an exception for doing this kind of monitoring, in the opinion of many people I've spoken with. However, apparently some legal experts at the Justice Department decided that a law passed in 1978, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, didn't stop the president from using his executive authority as commander-in-chief from authorizing special wiretaps. So you have a conflict there. Congress passes this law, which was meant to stop the kind of wiretapping that the Nixon administration was accused of doing against its enemies. And then you have an opinion in the Bush administration that says we have an exceptional circumstance here. We can go around that law. Many people, as I said, who are experts in this area, don't really see there being an exception. But as you're familiar with, the Bush administration has frequently argued that when it comes to treating enemy combatants or conducting different kinds of surveillance, that the war on terror is different and that they need a different kind of legal authority and a very quick legal authority so they don't have to go make legal arguments.
Let's talk about the timing here. September 11, 2001, there's an attack against the United States.
Right.
Very quickly, the Patriot Act was passed, which expanded the surveillance powers of the government. In 2002, the president gives this authorization, which goes beyond anything that was even in the Patriot Act. Given that the powers had just been expanded, why was it necessary to go even further than the law allowed?
Well, the Patriot Act still requires that the FBI goes to this Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and seek authorization. And that's what the debate about reauthorizing the Patriot Act is about, is what kind of proof do they need to show when they go to this court? Here the administration is saying, we don't have time to go before this court. The standards of this court are too high and too cumbersome. We have to go around it. So it really raises a lot of questions about why the administration was pushing so hard for the Patriot Act. Obviously, they feel like it's appropriate for some investigations, but not for others.
Larry, thanks very much.
Okay, Steve, thank you.
And we're going to be hearing more about this, no doubt, because the Patriot Act is up for reauthorization right now. There's been a stiff debate about it, and no doubt this development will factor into it. We will continue to follow it here. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.